It is National Nurses Week. This is Lisa Berry, and since we work and live in a community with numerous hospitals, healthcare organizations, and one of the country's best medical schools and nursing programs, and because our lives have no doubt been touched by a nursing professional since the day we were born, we thought it would be good to connect with a local nurse to show our appreciation and find out how it's going in the world of one of the country's most trusted professionals. So joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Melissa Gibney, an acute rehabilitation nurse at Michigan Medicine. Welcome.
Hello, Lisa.
What kind of work is that? What do you do as an acute rehabilitation nurse?
Rehabilitation is really the step between when you're in the hospital and getting ready to go home or prepping to go to another facility. So it's basically getting you to the point where you can get back on your feet and get going.
What made you decide to become a nurse?
I had a patient a very long time ago when I first graduated with my first degree. Nursing is a second profession for me. And I took care of him for a long time. And one of his key things was you should go back to school. And he always told everybody who was taking care of him, go back to school. And there's three of us who were his caregivers that are all nurses now because we went back to school and got our nursing degrees.
Let's talk about school. What degree do you need to become a nurse? And what's that process like?
There are several different degrees you can get to become a nurse. And all of them, you still have to take the same boards to become a nurse. So even if you have an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, you can still take the same boards to become a nurse. And in some cases, with the experience that a lot of our associate degree nurses have, it's someone I would more likely turn to with that experience before I go to a new graduate, even if they have the BSN. So going to take the same test doesn't necessarily mean the degree is better or worse. And a lot of hospitals are requiring bachelor's degrees over associate's degrees.
And where did you, Melissa Gibney, get your nursing degree?
I got it here at Eastern.
Eastern Michigan University has an amazing nursing program.
They have a wonderful nursing program. They have bachelor's degrees as well as step-ups from bachelor's degrees and master's degree programs as well.
And talk about the nursing boards. I have known people who have taken those. They're pretty tough, aren't they?
They are very tough. You basically start studying for the boards the moment you enter nursing school. So for me, it being a second degree program, it was 2 years of accelerated study. Bachelor's degree nurses have 4 years of study, and associate's degree nurses have the 4 years as well if they end up getting a bachelor's degree. So a lot of us, it's 50 to 100 questions a day of practice to pass the nursing boards.
What's a typical day like for you as a nurse at Michigan Medicine?
A typical day for me, since I work nights, is having people come back from therapy, getting dinner in them, getting them all set for bed, giving them nighttime medications, and overnight, most of our patients don't sleep. That's the point in time where their family goes home and they're alone and they have time to think. And sometimes they just need someone to talk to. So it's being there at the bedside for them and prepping them for the next day or what they're going to do overnight or what they have to look forward to in the morning. Like if they have a test or something they have to do, it's just telling them what's expected.
How would you characterize what it is that you do as a nurse? Is it just physical care, emotional care? How invested are you in this emotionally and physically?
Professionally, you're not supposed to get emotionally involved with our patients, but a lot of our nurses go home and think about them when we go home. It's not necessarily just emotional. It's emotional and physical. We're helping them get in and out of bed. We're helping them get in and out of wheelchairs. We're helping them get to and from their different appointments that they have to go to. And it's giving them medications, making sure they won't interact with stuff that they have going on. If we're noticing something that's off with the patient, it's seeing if it's a medication interaction or something else that's come up, like they're starting to have seizures out of the blue. Or maybe their blood levels are dropping and we have to double check to make sure they don't need a blood transfusion. It's going through and double-checking everything with that patient. And sometimes we have more than just one patient that we're taking care of. We're taking four or five. And right now in Michigan, there isn't even a limit to how many patients a nurse can take.
Do you think nurses get the respect they deserve?
Yes and no. With some of the recent things that have been on the news, I don't think people necessarily know everything we do. And they have respect for what we do and what we tell them and how we help them, but not necessarily knowing everything that we do. And it's more educating and making sure people know what we do so that they're better informed.
Speaking of in situations recently in the news, a Washington state senator drew lots of national attention when making the comment that, quote, some nurses probably play cards for a considerable amount of the day. Had you heard about that?
I had heard about that, and I was at first offended, but I also am thinking that she doesn't really know what nurses do. a lot of people only see us in their rooms for the 15, 20 minutes that we're there doing cares or passing medications. They don't necessarily see that I'm double checking and making sure there aren't any medication interactions, or that you're not allergic to medications, or making sure that all your therapies are scheduled right, or that everything you have to do in the morning, tests and such, are scheduled so that you get sleep. They're not seeing the hour or so prep it took me to get in that room. So they might not know necessarily what we do.
Tell us what you might want people to know about being a nurse that they may never have thought of.
It's both difficult and rewarding. And it's wonderful to be able to take care of people and to meet their families and to interact with them and help them get to where they need to be and back on their feet. It's wonderful to see. I was able to see an amputated patient who'd lost both legs, who they told would never walk again, and I watched him go up a flight of stairs. I had a patient who wasn't able to talk for most of the time I was taking care of him, and he turned to me one night and said my name, and I just about cried. So it's just seeing people getting back on their feet and taking care of them, and the medications and stuff that we have to give them to get there, and the cares we have to give them to get there, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
So you really feel like you are making a difference?
Yes. I can see it in people's faces. I can see them walking out. It's amazing to be able to watch patients walk out, especially spinal cord injuries, when they've been able to get up and walk out of the hospital.
So it is National Nurses Week. That's why we are talking to Melissa Gibney, who is a nurse at Michigan Medicine. How are the relationship between nurses and doctors these days? Is that ever
I think they're really good.
Has it ever been a problem or an issue? I mean, I guess it goes back to respect.
It does go back to respect, but a lot of our doctors are very, very respectful.
Good.
I don't think we've had a lot of issues with respect. We have a lot of conversations about patients, and in order to work as a cohesive team, you have to have respect for each other, and you have to be able to communicate. So whether it's the therapists in occupational and physical therapy and speech therapy, the psychiatrists who are taking care of the patients, as well as the doctors, there has to be mutual respect in order to guarantee that we can all get this patient back on their feet.
Are you the only nurse in your family?
Actually, I am the only nurse in my family.
I didn't know if it was something like that. Came down from a long line of nurses.
No, I am the only nurse in my family. Most of my family is historians, so I kind of came out of the blue for my family.
Would you encourage someone to become a nurse?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's worth it. No matter how hard you're fighting to get through nursing school, no matter how hard you're fighting to get through school, it's worth it in the end to be able to help take care of people.
I hear a lot of people talking about that it's not easy to get into nursing school.
It isn't easy to get in. And the reason they're making it so rigorous is we have to be able to catch all of the things that multiple disciplines, multiple like doctors, pharmacists, et cetera, are putting into one patient. And you have to be able to catch if there's a medical interaction. You have to be able to see, okay, this person's heart rate has been slowing down the last couple days. What's going on with their heart? Or it sounds abnormal today. Maybe we should look into this more. You have to be able to pick up all of that information and understand what's going on with the patient as a whole in order to get them to where they need to be.
Is there a nursing shortage? Where are we along those lines?
It's not necessarily a nursing shortage. It's hospitals that are requiring more nurses to have bachelor's degrees. And it's harder to get the bachelor's degrees, to get into the programs, to get the education, to get to where they need to be. It's more, we need to accept all of the nurses who have the degrees and get them working.
Well, Melissa Gibney, an acute rehabilitation nurse at Michigan Medicine, we at WEMU salute you and you and all your colleagues and everybody listening in the great nursing profession. It is National Nurses Week, and we just want to say thank you for all your hard work and that we appreciate you and you as well, Melissa.
Thank you very much.